didn't stop coming up here to church. I mean, to Sunday school, they'd have Sunday school and church out there.
Sure. Mm. And then the school was built out there in that same community?
In that same community.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what was your father's occupation?
Farming.
And your mother?
Housewife.
Mm-hmm. Did she help?
Well, now, wait a minute. At the very beginning now, he was a farmer and worked turpentine.
I see. Mm.
Turpentine.
That was big and important business around here for a while, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
But there's not much more of that done now?
Not, I don't think so very much of it going on now.
Oh,
not so very much.
Right. And, okay, now please tell me about the school. It's working now.
All right. Now, begun school out to Mount Olive and the Rural. That's where I begun. All right, and from there, as a child.
And what was that, about the first 8 grades?
Yes, somewhere. Well, I guess it went on that far. I guess it did. Mm-hmm. 7th, 8th grade, I reckon it did. I have to say, I reckon now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and from there, then I went to Twin City Seminary at McCray, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of the school. And from there, I went to America's Institute. Mm-hmm. Stayed around 2 years. And from there, then I went to Fort Valley High and Industrial School at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was changed from Fort Valley High and Industrial to Fort Valley State College. And that's where I finished. I got my degree from Fort Valley State College.
Right. When did you finish? Do you remember what year that was?
45.
Oh, I see.
That Marine, not 45.
Right. Well, had you been, you'd probably been teaching some before you actually finished the degree.
I had.
Then you started...
going to summer school there.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And now you told me that your mother's family, to the best of your knowledge, were from here in Dodge County.
That's right.
And your father's?
Yes, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. Mm. And now you were not married?
No.
Okay, you taught all your life?
That's right.
Okay. And now, since you're retired, what do you spend most of your time doing?
Visiting around, working Avon.
Oh, do you?
Meeting the people, he's sure. Laughing and talking.
Sure, well, that's pretty nice.
Okay. I tell him I have to do something of it.
Uh-huh. Sure. Uh-huh. Well, I think that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's some of the questions that have to do with the way you say things here. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say to somebody, well, I expect to see him later on this...
Later on in the afternoon.
Okay.
That's what I get.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? Somebody might say, well, I got up this morning before... How would you say that time before the sun appears? You know,
I got it before. Usually say I got it before sun up.
Okay.
Sun
and
up.
What about the time of day when the sun disappears? You might say, well, I've got to get this work done outside before.
Before the sun go down.
Or another way might be before. Instead of saying before the sun go down, before sun. Would you be more likely to, I'm asking if you'd be more likely to say before sundown or sunset?
Well, we could say sunset, but usually sundown, we say.
Okay.
Could say sunset.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But you'd be more likely probably to say?
Sundown.
Okay.
Sundown.
Mm-hmm. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun's coming out, you might say that the weather is what?
The weather's clearing up now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call a really hard rain that doesn't last very long? You meet somebody after the rain, and you might say, oh, we really had a
pull down.
Okay. And what do you call that if that were a fireplace there and there was a shelf across it that, you know, you put things on? What would you call that?
We call that a mantle.
And those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace. You know those things?
Those tongs.
Now, are the tongs those that stick out like this and you lay the logs across?
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Okay. Have you heard... any of these words used around here, log irons, hand irons, fire irons, fire dogs, dog irons, and irons, or dogs, none of those?
Not any of those, you said.
Okay. Sure. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire with?